like a hearty, hearty bowl of soup during a cold Midwest night. Verse 37 from Luke is a stick-to-your-ribs kind of faith statement. For nothing is impossible with God. Amen. After mulling over the text, I found myself wanting to shout those words over the South Dakota prairie for everyone to hear. For nothing is impossible with God. But then, something or someone redirected me. I seemed to get a little catch in my giddy-up. Did I actually believe this faith claim as it applies to, or better yet, clashes with our current climate? I asked some hard questions. Is it possible that the arguing and the antagonizing will stop? That schools and college campuses are gun violence free? Is it possible for we followers of Christ to ensure the least of them have their basic needs met, shelter from the elements, enough healthy food for sustenance, cures for childhood diseases, safety in public? Is it possible for human dignity? Is it possible? Were it possible that God's suffering people would not live in fear, but instead feel radical welcome to gather round the Lord's table as humble and hungry, grace-seeking servants? Speaking of bold humility, we heard about young Mary, beloved child of God, who faced a very intimate, scary bump in her road. The angel Gabriel brought the news that she was to be a parent. We imagine Mary sweetly, gently asking, "How could this be possible?" It seems her answer would arrive in due time. "You, my dear, you will conceive a child," said Gabriel, "of the Spirit's making. That child's name will be Emmanuel," which means God with us. For nothing is impossible with God. Mary's progression from feeling perplexed to pondering in her heart reminds me of another young woman's pregnancy story. At the end of 2020 summer, Tim and I answered the call to be disciples on internship in Rockford. This was a little scary, unknown territory for us. I often talk about the experience. We moved into a lively neighborhood where so many social justice issues were raw and exposed every day. Homelessness to heroin, prostitution and poverty, food insecurity and full dumpsters, racism, repeated mental illness. And meanwhile, in that quaint neighborhood, among God's people, the church chimes tolled twice a day. Their melodies grounded Tim and I in a sense of belonging. One morning, while we were hosting the outdoor market, into the corner coffee shop she came. She looked afraid, most noticeable were the snarls in her hair and slept in clothes. The young woman wanted to chat, so we sat down over food for three. She began, it wasn't good at home. She shared childhood troubles, and then she circled back to her biggest worry. She was pregnant, with no place to go and no one to help. In her trembling, what I thought was hopeless voice, she cried, "What will I do?" The best I could offer in the moment was to acknowledge her, to listen and guide her to local resources. Our Advent about fear and hope and how that mingles all around has me wondering about that wonder woman I met who, like Mary, got unexpected news. Did she find peace, the woman there in the coffee shop? Did she find peace away from the tough city streets? Someplace, say, like a stable, with soft hay and a manger to lay her child, with curious animals poking in their heads, with shepherds watching and angels singing, "Don't be afraid, from you will be born a baby. On this day, your life has been turned inside out." Inside out, indeed, was Mary's life too turned. Some might kind of talk about that the weight of the world seemed to rest on Mary's shoulders. But actually, as we look at Luke's gospel, the Holy One, who would shoulder the weight of the world himself, rested in his mother's womb. Fruit of the Holy Spirit, Son of the Most High, and in the verb tense for this season's third Sunday, tiny Christ Jesus would be born to save. Each December, we return to our roots, the root of Jesse, our Christian roots, and remember Mary's story. We ponder alongside her. Ancient her story is, was, and forever will be, woven in the womb together with generations of God's grateful people. Grateful, because when we don't know which way to turn, when fear gets the best of us, it's then that the Christ child breaks in to light up even our darkest valleys. As an adult, like us, Jesus was no stranger to fear. Well, he rode into town on a colt, stepping softly over cloaks and palms. Powerful armies barged in, riding giants and trampling on everything. When his life on earth was finished, Jesus faced the biggest fear of his holy career. He hung on the cross with the weight of the world, our human burdens, nailed through his suffering body. At his end, they pierced Jesus' side. Mercy and forgiveness flowed. Back to Mary, how was it for her when her water broke? Could she have possibly dreamt of motherhood in such a way? from Luke. In those days, Mary set out and went in haste to a Judean town in the hill country.